Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Okay, we are inexorably moving towards the new year. 2022 beckons very, very soon. I read with some interest a headline that apparently thousands of Scots are preparing to cross the border on New Year's Eve to escape Nicola Sturgeon's COVID clampdown. Oh, what a shocker. Well, I never seen that one coming. Yes, pub landlords in England are gearing up for an invasion of Scottish and Welsh drinkers on New Year's Eve as anger grows at the nation's different COVID curbs. This is the fact that, as you know, in both Scotland and Wales, the two little gauleiters who preside over those countries have put in place all kinds of restrictions in pubs to take away the joy of going out to the pub. So they reckon 100 people anyway, 100,000 people could, desperate to escape Wales and Scotland's clampdowns, have planned trips to England to see in the new year. So this obviously annoys the Scottish and Welsh landlords, who are obviously very annoyed at the fact that the crackdowns are driving their punters into the pubs in England. England's very happy publicans will embrace their Scottish and Welsh customers. So apparently Scots are going to shun a homeland hogmanay for England party cities. Oh, so much for Scottish independence. Brave, all you brave hearts. You know, you're happy to go to England to get the enjoyment of English pub life, mainly because Scottish pub life's become hell under Sturgeon. And actually, I don't know, folks, if you saw it, but I think I saw somewhere one of the SNP guy leaders was also saying that, hey, you shouldn't be doing that. Oh, all right. You're gonna enforce at the border, stopping Scottish revelers going south into England. You're gonna do that. Laura Bryce, who owns a pub 5 miles from the border, summed up the anger, and she says these restrictions take the fun out of New Year's Eve. Everyone will go to England. And another guy who owns nightclubs in Glasgow, no less, says we're already hearing about bus trips to Carlisle, Liverpool, Manchester and Blackpool. I wish those who would go down there all the luck. Business such as mine and others are being crippled by these brutal restrictions. Yeah, but that's what Sturgeon wants and what's at Drakeford wants. They want to cripple society. Other people are saying many people in North Wales are going to spend their New Year's Eve supporting the Chester and Liverpool economy. Madness. Another drinker joked, we're on our way, clear space at the bar. So, yeah, this is, of course, the inevitable consequence of Scotland and Wales jumping the shark and getting in restrictions when, in fact, Boris decided not to bring in restrictions. And people vote with their wallets and with their feet. Who wants to be living in the puritanical states of Scotland and Wales when it comes to New Year revelry, when they can go and have a party in England? I mean, I'm not someone who does go out on New Year's Eve, so, you know, doesn't really bother me at one level. But at another level, if I was young, if I was in my 20s or 30s, whatever, and I wanted to see in the New Year with friends, and I had the choice of doing it in a sort of a puritanical, misery-driven Glasgow bar or in a happy, lively Newcastle bar, I would go to Newcastle. And I believe that's one of the destination places for Glaswegians. Newcastle is party city. Glasgow is a ghost town. Just similarly, down in Wales, Cardiff is a ghost town, but across the border is where all the action is in England. So it's very interesting to see this. And again, you know, it's so damaging of Scottish and Welsh pubs, which are, you know, whether one likes it or not, they are an essential part of the community. And yet they're being devastated by Sturgeon and Drakeford using the same information that Boris Johnson has used to determine that there's no need for any such things. So, I mean, of course, don't forget, Johnson himself has caused damage. Let's not let him off the hook in this one, because the whole sort of Omicron panic has, as we've talked about previously, caused a lot of people to just basically stay in and not go out. For example, I was out last night at a restaurant, a popular restaurant, and it was kind of quiet. Now, you might say, yeah, but that's a Tuesday night, David. Not really, not given the holiday period. You would have expected the restaurant to be much busier. But I think a lot of people did and still panic about Omicron, even though there's literally nothing to worry about. But that being said, Wales and Scotland are still worse. Still way worse. And so it is that the hospitality sector is being hammered there. And by the way, the same Drakeford and Sturgeon will then come to the UK government and say, oh, we need more money, more cash from the English taxpayer to fund all those places that we've either closed or that we've curtailed or we've restricted or we've limited. We need more of your taxes. Frankly, they shouldn't be given a penny, but they will be given whatever they need. But at the same time, those Scottish pubs at the border, and not just at the border actually, but even as far inland, if you like, as Glasgow and Edinburgh, they will be chartering their buses and they will be heading south. So it looks like, for Auld Lang Syne is going to ring out more in England than in Scotland, which is a remarkable feature of this dystopian world in which we live. And that is ultimately because people want to be able to enjoy themselves, and they will not put up with the misery inflicted by Kim Jong Drakeford and Wee Nippy. They're just not going to put up with that. And at the end of the day, who can blame them? Thanks for listening.